Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
This is Heart to Heart with Sibongile Mofokeng on Radio Pulpit. Heart to Heart.
Ooh, they just make you dance because we just need to lift him up and praising him forevermore for all that he does for us. And it's a call, it's a reason to, you know what we're talking about with Mama today? It's a reason for celebration, and she's on the line. Okay, okay, okay. Give me the sounds of Bongi and Colin. Be lifted. You're listening to Radio Pulpit, your daily companion. Heart to Heart is the name of the show with me, Sibongile Mofokeng, with you up until 3 o'clock right here on 657 AM. And I am with Mama Dr. Eva Siyobi after a long time. Hi, Mama. How are you?
I went a spooning. you put such laughter into me.
Listen to this. Thank you. It's not enough. Listen to this. Mama, am I on speaker? Goodness. Am I on speaker?
No.
Ah, okay. All right.
No, you're not on speaker.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Now you're on speaker.
Okay, no, remove me from speaker. It's fine.
Okay, all right. Yeah, hi. Yeah, no, that's a very warm welcome back home.
Yeah.
Thank you so much for having me today. And hi to the family out there. My name, whom I've been meeting in different churches, different areas of our conferences, but
Now here am I, hi. and I always got a message. We were with Mama. Yes.
Yeah. I think they're making a hint.
Hey, hey, Sibongile, when's on chan?
We're with her. Hallelujah.
Ma, yeah. I was just saying to the family earlier on that three strokes, like, huh? But your speech is so awesome. Nobody can tell that you've experienced something like that.
Yeah, I should have just sent you also my picture, so everybody would say, I'm just okay, I'm fine.
Hey, you know? No, the voice can say it. But Ma, let's start with faith. Before we go even into your testimony, let's talk about faith, because so many of us believe that we have faith and only to find that our faith is questioned. Because if we had faith, and this is what we say to ourselves, if I had faith, then I would have seen the results of what I was trusting God for or what I was believing God for. So what is faith?
Yeah. You know, faith, to put it simple, is an assurance. You have a very convincing or unconvincing assurance in your heart, believing it, that what God said is true, so it should come to pass.
Mm.
So as it says in the book of Hebrews 11, good, it is a substance, it's an assurance, it's being assured, a substance. Mm. Of something which you're hoping for because you've heard it from the word. And then as you believe in it and act on it, then it becomes evidence of the things which we do not see but are there in the word. It has not yet manifested, but because it is in the word, then that is what you have faith and you believe it. You believe it unwaveringly, so you are fully persuaded, you are convinced that what God has said is true, and you don't waver, you don't doubt, you don't shift from that. That is what God honors, because he says you are executing his counsel. You know, you are taking what he has said for real.
You're taking him at his word.
Yes, you're taking him at his word. And when you do that, then God calls you that you are righteous. You are righteous. And because of your righteous standing with him, it will come to pass. It's just a matter of time.
Yeah.
You know, sometimes it can happen instantaneously. at times it can unfold in little snippets as time goes, but finally it will be fulfilled.
All right.
Okay, so faith is being fully persuaded of what God says and go for it before you see it by believing and standing on it without shifting.
Wow.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And so that faith has got to stand on the word, right?
Mm-hmm.
There is faith. There's faith. The world has faith, right? The world has faith. For an example, that you see a draughtsman building or rather drawing up a house and saying, yeah, there is going to be a house on this particular stand.
Mm-hmm.
That's the faith of the world. Okay,
mm-hmm.
It's a question of if I do this and then do that and then the results will be, okay?
Mm-hmm.
If I come into a room and there is a chair, I sit on it, it is faith, right?
Mm-hmm.
But all that faith is not the same as the faith of God. The
all
faith
right.
of God is a faith which comes out, it is brought by the word of God. That is the faith we are talking about. Not the everyday faith. We're talking about the faith which is going to make things different from the facts which we see. So they will say that there are facts and there is the reality. Right? Facts are, as the Bible says about Abraham, the fact was he was old. The fact was Sarah was old. He says it so beautifully. Actually, maybe let's start by going to that
scripture yeah.
in the book of Romans. Yeah, Romans chapter 4, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then there in verse 18, he says, contrary to hope, in hope believed, so that he became the father of many nations according to what was spoken. So shall your descendants be. And verse 19, not been weak in faith. He did not consider the fact that his own body already dead since he was about 100 years old and the deadness of Sarah's womb. Those were facts. But the faith which Abraham had did not consider that. He did not stop there and say, okay, my body is
old,
and even Sarah, as we are both old, so that won't happen. No, faith is the one which pushed the limits. It says no, because God has promised.
Mm-hmm.
He stood with belief, being strengthened in faith. He even glorified God without seeing the result. He started to glorify God, and as he did so, verse 21, he was fully convinced, fully persuaded that he who had promised was also able to perform it. And therefore, that's why it was counted to him for righteousness. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
So faith is that substance. It is that a spiritual reality which is brought by the word of God as you read the word. When we get born again in the book of Romans chapter 12, it says that God is the one who apportions to each one of us faith. So nobody who is born again can say they have no faith. All of us have it, right? Because that's what he says in Romans 12 verse 3. For I say, through the grace given to me, to everyone who is among you, not to think of himself more highly than he ought to think, but to think soberly as God has dealt to each one a measure of faith. So all of us, what causes us to be born again, we heard that Jesus is Lord. We heard that Jesus died for me on the cross of Calvary. We heard that Jesus took all my sins, my guilt and shame, my trespasses, and all my wickedness, he took upon himself, received the punishment which was due to me, and died on the cross of Calvary. And when he does so, I believe that. Ne? When I hear that word and I believe it, that's faith. The word brings faith into me. then because now I believe it, I act on it. When people say, pray after me now, receive Jesus, as you receive this reality that he died for you on your stead on the cross of Calvary, he received the punishment due to you.
Right.
So now he can give to you salvation. And I say, yeah, I want to receive that salvation.
Mm.
Now I'm acting on what I've just heard, which is faith. And as I receive Christ into my life as my Lord and Savior,
mm-hmm.
then as faith is the one which now bursts me into that new life of being born again.
All right.
So from then onwards,
okay.
my life has got to operate on that faith.
Okay, ma'am.
All right.
All right, let me ask a question, Guma. Before I do that, Pastor Pepsi Le Khavotso Tetsi says, hello, family, and she'd like to meet you, Nema. So, funneling in Hlanganis. And Margaret van Ransberg says, faith of God, word of God. Wow. And
yes.
the question that's there, Ma, somebody teaches and says, our imagination, our minds, the spiritual womb. So I'm just imagining, I'm thinking about Abraham after he has heard and he believed. God had to use that womb for him to be reminded of who he is from time to time. Go look at the stars, count the sand, and that will tell you of who I said you are. And so many of us are struggling with that part, because I don't know if it's social media that makes us to struggle, because we spend more time there when we're supposed to be spending more time on the word, and then we struggle.
Yeah.
But you find a situation that you see on a daily basis, you wake up to it and it looks green, and you know God said it's blue. It doesn't matter if it's green, God said it's red. But you, in his word, it's red and it's red, and I know it's red. But you wake up to it on a daily, you sleep with it on a daily, just like when the children of Israel were threatened by Goliath on a daily. So you would come up on a daily. How do we conquer? How do we deal with that womb? Because I think that's where we get messed up, where the womb is concerned, which is our mind.
Yeah. The thing is, taking that example, the children of Israel being taunted by a Goliath every day.
Yeah.
What changed the situation was somebody who saw him different from what other people saw.
Hmm.
Right? Everybody saw the giant. Everybody saw this huge, unsurmountable strength which he was exhibiting that nobody can ever prevail against. But then it took this little small boy who did not see this giant. He saw the God who helped him kill the lion and the bear. And he said, the God who did this for me, this one, is nothing compared to that God. You know? So he saw the hand of God being able to. You see, your faith has got to rely on the God. You read the word. The word says, let's speak about healing. You are healed. That's what God says. You are healed. And then the symptoms are there. They are persisting. So am I going to be persuaded by the symptoms? Or am I going to be persuaded by what God has said? So if God has said, I'm healed, then I've got to proclaim, declare, and decree that I am healed. Confess that healing is mine in spite of this. So on this which I see with my eyes, I superimpose on it the healing which God says is there and it is mine. And as you continually proclaim that word, it will, as I said, that the healing might become instantaneous, or it can be in snippets gradually. It begins to crumble. You don't see it, but it is crumbling in the spirit, because you can never say what God has said and God does nothing. No. What, even if you don't see it,
mm-hmm.
imagine it in this way, Sibongile.
Yes, ma'am.
There is a huge trunk which has of a tree which has to come down.
Mm.
What do? You take an axe and you start hitting the trunk, right?
Yeah.
As you hit it, nothing happens. The trunk is standing.
Yeah.
But when you look, there is a little chip.
Mm.
The bark is coming off.
Mm.
Okay, it's starting now to come this white.
Mm.
Then you keep on hitting.
Mm.
Then there you see a little bit of maybe water can just exude a little bit. You keep on hitting.
Mm.
The opening becomes wider
mm.
and it becomes longer. Mm. You keep on hitting, but it's standing. Mm. Somebody who's on the other side does not see what when you're seeing on the side where you're hitting. He just sees a tree standing and can even shout at you and say, hey, Wena,
what are you doing?
What do you see? The tree is standing here. And then Wena, because you are seeing that, hey, man, there is a chip coming out.
Mm.
There is a little color showing.
Mm-hmm.
There is a bark which is removing.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah, next time is this. Next time is this. Then the next thing, there is a last a hit of that axe which will come onto that trunk, and then the weight might then fall on the other side.
Mm.
Okay?
Mm.
So imagine your faith like that.
Wow.
Imagine the word of God like that. But I don't see. People don't see. What Nani, I don't even see. But in the spirit, something is happening with you. I'm not even aware of.
So if you're exhausted, then, ma, if you're exhausted from heat, because sometimes
that's
you
where now he says, for those who wait on him, what does he do?
He renews this thing. All right.
Yeah. Because God knows that for some of us, it's going to be a long journey.
Mm.
It's not going to be an event. It's going to be a process.
And sometimes we are tempted. Sometimes we are tempted to speak against what? Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, to give up. So now this is why God will bring such a teachings at a time. You just so happen, somebody out there so happened to tune into Radio Pulpit, or you were just surfing, looking for something, and you hear us talking faith, you're stopping.
Yeah.
It's because God now directing you to say, hey, I just want to encourage you. I want that measure of faith which I'm giving to you to be strengthened. You know, as the Bible says, yes, faith needs to be strengthened. It says with Abraham that he was strengthened. You know, you need to be strengthened in faith. Faith needs to be strengthened because there are some things which can make it grow weak. And what makes our faith to grow weak is what we see, is what we see, you know. And so we should, I was saying to some congregation last week, that you must hear more than what you see. Faith comes by
hearing
and hearing the word of God. But fear comes by seeing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. If somebody can say to me, there's a lion and I don't see it, it's no big deal. But immediately a door can be open and I see it.
Then fear creeps in.
Yeah. So fear comes by seeing. When you see stuff, they can shake your faith. They say it's not there. Forget it. It's not happening. But we should rather be Christians who hear more than what we see. Hear, because faith will come by hearing, and hearing the word of God. So let us be hearers of the voice of God more than those who see what is happening around us. Because what we see around us will definitely, like it says there in the book of Romans 19, your faith will be weakened. Your faith will be weakened.
I'm also reminded that the word says, for we live by faith and not by sight.
Exactly.
Mm.
And I wrote here on the note which I have, ne? The listeners can write it. You can also write it. It says, the just shall live by faith, as you see, as you definitely are quoting from 1 Corinthians, that we live by faith and not by sight. So it says in Habakkuk 2, verse 4, the just shall live by faith. And when Habakkuk writes that, he writes because there was so much moral decay in the community that he was wondering, Lord, how can you allow such injustice to prevail? How can you allow people who are righteous to be ruled by those who are unrighteous? And so his faith was really weakened. But then when God responds to him in Habakkuk chapter 2, then he says, listen, the just shall live by faith. Don't look at your surroundings and how bad they are and think I'm doing nothing. And God then went on to show him what God was doing in the background. It's then that at the end of the discourse in the book of Habakkuk, Habakkuk says, wow, even if the grapes don't show themselves ripening, even if the fig tree does not bear fruit, now I know God is doing something and I'm going to stand and to worship him even in the midst of trouble. Okay? That is Habakkuk. Then Romans chapter 2, verse 17. Again, Paul quotes the same scripture, the just shall live by faith. Now, this is what was happening here. Paul was looking at the situation in Rome and how God was going to release his wrath on all against ungodliness and all on all the unrighteous people. And then Paul found solace in saying, it is those who believe in God, who are just in faith, that they shall escape the wrath of God. Okay? So, again, he says so. So God will never destroy, so to say, the righteous with the unrighteous. Okay, so that's why he says the righteous shall live by faith. Now, the writer of the Hebrews quotes the same quotation in Hebrews chapter 10, verse 38. The righteous one shall live by faith. Now, here what was happening was there was persecution. The saints were persecuted. Their goods were being possessed by the enemy. They were just being harassed because of the gospel. And then the writer of the Hebrews is encouraging the church there in Rome to say, listen, do not be bothered about what people are doing to you. As long as you maintain your faith, God is going to show himself strong on your behalf. And he is bringing a reward with him. So those are the three passages of the same scripture being applied in different situations by different people. And so we are saying to ourselves in this season, without faith, we cannot please God. And
yeah.
We should not want to live by sight, but let us live by the word of God, by what the Spirit of the Lord reveals to us through his word. And as we hear that word, faith is going to grow in us. We are going to be unstoppable, and we are going to be believers in the face of nothing making sense. We are still going to say, God is good. And people will wonder, why are you saying that?
Yeah.
It's because you're wearing the same glass like David. You don't see the Goliath. Yeah? Remember, even the Israelites, they saw the Canaanites being giants. They said, we saw giants. We're just grasshoppers. And then it was Caleb and Joshua said, no, they might be giants, but we are able.
Yeah.
We are capable.
Yeah.
We are more than that.
Yeah.
We are more than that. Why? Because they factored in the God they saw who has opened the Red Sea for them. That this God is able to let us go into Canaan and possess the land.
Wow.
Faith is that. Faith is when you are saying, I am standing to execute the counsel of God. you know, God is the one who says this, and when he says this, then I'm going to stand on that, and when I do that, God is going to stand faithful. That's why he says he'll never shame. He'll never put to shame those who believe in him. He won't put them to shame.
Shama.
So it doesn't make sense, but you stand believing. Yeah.
All right, let's take a break. Ma, you said then we become unstoppable. If we put our faith into action, then we are unstoppable. Kanimutlong saying, thank you, Lord, for the word. Our faith is renewed indeed. So, 3C featuring Arch Bilankulu, say unstoppable. We're coming back with Mama Dr. Eva Siobi.
This is Heart to Heart with Sibongile Mofokeng. On Radio Pulpit. Heart to Heart.
There is radio, and then there is 657 AM. Can you hear the difference?
Do you read the Word for Today daily devotionals? We wish to ensure that your copy reaches you on time. You can now receive the booklet directly at an address of your choice or via email if you prefer. It's easy. Visit radiopulpit.co.za, select your choice, and update your details. Or SMS the word devotional to 37871. You will receive a reply SMS with the options. Alternatively, contact client services on 012-334-1257. Standard rates apply.
As easy as the touch of a button, the message of life on 657 AM.
You're in 657 AM, Radio Pulpit, your daily companion. We are unstoppable. Mara, Mama, you are just here to uplift us today. You are just here to minister hope unto some of us who had lost hope. Some of us have been asking Amen. God questions. Some are asking us questions. Where is your God? Some are like, Mara, will this happen, Mara? That's like really... Okay, I don't even know if Ma will be able to share your own journey today. I don't know if it will be possible for you to do that. But let me give you that moment, a quick one, and I'm going to be silent as you go. I think we have like 7 minutes that we can take.
Okay. All right. This is an amazing praise to the living God who is a God of his word. Yeah, I think on my Bible, I wrote it was on the 22nd of the 1st, which was in January in 2022, as I stood up from my prayer closet. As I was walking, I just had a stroke. You know, it came like a real force which just hit. And immediately my mouth twisted to my left, and my left hand, the whole arm was limp, my leg was limp, and you know, in the room where I was, there was a mirror, and I could see that, wow, I'm having a stroke. Then immediately the Lord just said to me, go and get the Holy Communion. Now my husband was in the other bedroom. And the Spirit of the Lord says, don't go to him. Once you go to him, he's going to take you to hospital. Go to the kitchen and get the Holy Communion. So I went to the kitchen, got the Holy Communion, and I read the scripture. It is in John chapter 6, where Jesus says that because of my Father, I live. So as you eat my bread and drink my blood, you shall also live. So I just held on to that, and I saw, as I was partaking, remember, as I was walking, I was limping. So as I was partaking, my mouth began to move towards the center, and there was strength on my arm and my leg. To my prayer closet again, and as I sat there, the Lord led my eyes to a scripture which is in the book of Hosea chapter 11 and verse 8, And in Hosea 11, verse 8, that's where now faith comes in. Again, I said that faith comes when you hear or the word of God, you receive that God is speaking to you. So when I read this scripture, I heard that the Lord, actually when I first read it, it did not make sense. Because it says, oh, how can I give you up, Israel? How can I let you go? In the other versions, it says, how can I yield you? You know, Israel, how can I destroy you like Adma or demolish you like Zeboim? My heart is torn within me and my compassion overflow. No, I will not unleash my fierce anger. I will not completely destroy Israel. If I am God and not a mere man, I'm the Holy One living among you, and I will not come to destroy. So, you know, when I read this portion of scripture, it didn't make sense at the time. But as I looked at it, the second look, then I saw and I could hear God saying, how can I give you up to the spirit of a stroke, Eva? How can I yield you to that spirit? He says, no, I can't. I am God. I'm not going to yield you to the spirit of the stroke. And I just believed it. And yeah, yo, my fears and all the adrenaline, it kind of subsided. And then I went to the bedroom. I told my husband what happened. He looked at me. I'm fine. He says, sure. So you mean you had? I said, yeah. He said, no, it's the Lord. And then we just continued life as normal. And then in February, that was in January.
Yes, on the 22nd.
In February, the same year, I'm coming from work. Oh, by the way, I don't have at the time, I've never had a high blood pressure, never had diabetes, no conditions whatsoever. By God's grace, I've been well and healthy and strong, running my race, preaching the gospel wherever. So now, here am I, the second time, I'm putting my bags coming from work on the floor to go to the bathroom. And as I put the bags, the stroke hits again. This time, it's more powerful than the first one. I got such a fright now. Now I got a fright. I could feel fear coming into me. I ran out of the house. I prayed in tongues. I prayed. My mouth came straight and the hand again was okay. But then I was so frightened. I went to my husband. I said to him, you know what? You better take me to hospital. Maybe there's something cooking and I'm just ignoring it or even wishing it away. Let me just go and have a checkup. I went to the hospital, checked me up. There's nothing wrong with me. Then I'm saying, wow, Lord, I don't know what is this. But I'm not going to take any chances. This was just a general checkup. I'm going to have myself booked into hospital now for a full checkup by a neurologist.
Yes.
So I went, saw a neurologist, did CAT scans and what, CAT scan came back, brain. And yeah, we see a slight thing, could be, we're not sure, maybe you had a stroke and so forth and so on. And anyway, just for prophylaxis, in case it does happen again, let's give you some mild antihypertensive treatment and we'll keep checking you. And well, that was okay. That was in February 2022. Wow. The whole year. Now I had to fight symptoms. I'd be sitting, then I'd feel like there's a tingling sensation, then there's this, then this, then I will continue to quote the scripture. The Lord, you said, you will never give up to this. Then I would feel this, I'll feel numbness, I'll feel my toes are not getting right. Then the next thing, man, it's both legs, it's both feet, and so forth. And I keep on praying, rebuking. Now, at night, I can't sleep well. Then I lose appetite. Then I hear all these funny voices. You're going to die. You're going to do this and that and that. And I'm just standing on the scripture. God said, you will never give up. Whatever stroke or spirit is there, the Lord said, the Lord said. I kept on quoting that. Yeah, I am functional. I'm coming to work. I am doing this. But, you know, I can sense that I am in a spiritual warfare.
Warfare, yeah.
I've got to read scriptures now. Now we started with my husband writing up healing scriptures, listening to healing scriptures being said. Then we've got to keep on confessing them every day, almost every time. Switched on off the radio, switched off everything. Just got ourselves into this cocoon of reading the word and proclaiming the word and declaring the word. And you hear that, man, you are pushing away the spirit of darkness which wants to envelop you, not only envelop, but pull you down into a dungeon which is so dark. And you want to scream, you can't scream, you feel things in your body. And people that do not understand, I'm a medical doctor, I don't understand what is going on. You know, I used to laugh, grannies would come and say, hey, doctor, there's a pain which moves from my head, it goes down to my feet, and I'll say, hi, there's nothing like that. Hey, but now I found myself now saying to my husband, honey,
there's a pain that moves
from here, it goes, but we laugh because God lives.
Okay, Mama.
And you stand on the word, eh?
Mama.
And then let me finish off on this one.
All right, yeah.
The third one.
Okay.
Struck on the 2023, as we're going to Cape Town with my husband. I'll stop there. Then we'll continue the next time.
And then the words, yes, because of time, the words that you would like to leave with somebody who's faced with whatever, and it's getting stronger and stronger.
I'd like to say to a listener out there, you know, the disciples said to Jesus in Luke 17, verse 5, they said to him, Lord, increase our faith, because they could see the demands which Christ was giving to them to say, that you must forgive your brother 77 times 7, and they felt, wow, we can't do that. We need a greater measure of faith. But Jesus, in answering that request, he said to them, listen, even as a mustard seed, the quality of the faith which God has given to you is able to do a miracle. If you can use that measure, that simple mustard seed, it's not about the amount, it's the quality. So the quality of faith which the word of God gives to you has the power and the force to drive back the enemy camp. And it has the power of fulfilling that very word which God has promised. So in other words, Jesus was saying, use that mustard seed of faith you have. No matter how small it is, if you can just persuade your heart to believe, to say, God can, even if everything says no, but you stand and say, I refuse to back down. I am standing on the truth of knowing that the God who has promised is faithful and he is able to do it. Jesus says, even when you can command this mulberry tree to uproot itself and go and throw itself in the sea, it will happen.
Yep.
Not with a big faith, but with a mustard seed faith. So we all have it out there. As long as you are born again, you are a child of God, God has given you his measure of faith. It's not the faith of the world.
Yeah.
It's the faith of God. And that faith is powerful enough to achieve.
All right.
So sometimes, the seed has got to break.
Yeah.
A very thick cuticle.
Yeah.
But sometimes the seed can break through a thin one.
Yeah.
So some of us, you find our faith has got to break through something which is so thick, like that one of a peach.
Yeah.
Right? Mm. Yeah. And not, and it is not as a narrow and okay. as thin as a seed of a grape. So let's hold on.
Gangani, gangani. Biki, biki. All right, Ma. I love you so much. We are not going to pray today. I love you so much. We are not going to pray today, but we will pray next time. And very soon, Mama will have to come back and wrap it up. We love you, Ma. May the Lord keep keeping you.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you so much, Ma. Bye bye.
Amen. Love you all.
Oh, Ma. Yo, the thing is time. Time is not on our side. I wish we had more time. So if you'd like to talk to Mama, she's available on WhatsApp. You can send her a WhatsApp on 082 575 6279. It's 082 575 6279. That's how you can get hold of Mama Dr. Eva Siobi, and just send her a WhatsApp on that number, and Mama will be able to talk to you right there. I'm trying to do this here. I'm kind of okay. All right. 082 575 6279. Gani, yeah, what a powerful one. God is so good. And I'm signing off. Next up is Germany Johan Else on Something Else. You and I are meeting tomorrow at 9 o'clock up until 11. I am with dietitian Ntate Vusisape. He is coming through and he will be talking. Remember that he said he's eager to talk about food and our weight. So he is going to come and talk about that. So if you got weight issues, you're trying to lose even the belly, make sure that you tune in. Leaving you with the sounds of Smokey No Fall. Hallelujah. Love you. Bye.
We are here 24 hours a day with the message of hope, faith, and love on 657 AM.
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729. And our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you. Do you read the Word for Today daily devotionals? We wish to ensure that your copy reaches you on time. You can now receive the booklet directly at an address of your choice or via email if you prefer. It's easy. Visit radiopulpit.co.za, select your choice, and update your details. Or SMS the word devotional to 37871. You will receive a reply SMS with the options. Alternatively, contact client services on 012-334-1257. Standard rates apply.
Radio Pulpit's Facebook page makes you more a part of the station than ever before. Now you can give your opinion regarding our programs or even contact your favorite presenter. You can get the latest news and existing programs and communicate with other listeners. Come on, let your fingers do the talking on Radio Pulpit's Facebook page. It's interactive and dynamic. Just visit facebook.com/Radio Pulpit.
You and 657 AM and life. A winning team on the road to eternity.